Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly. And you're listening to the DCP Unaroused Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey. It's Monorail Rye. And joining me today, we have Monorail Molly.
Hello, humans.
And River Guide Chris.
Namaste. Welcome, everybody.
All right, let's go around the Zoom. Anything new with anyone?
I actually have something for once.
Ooh,
after
yay.
Weeks of saying nothing.
Okay,
I actually quit my job this week.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yes. So I, very scary, don't have anything lined up quite yet, but except for a whole bunch of interviews. So cross your fingers, everyone. But we're looking for some big changes in Mall's world.
Was there a specific reason you left? Like, were you just not happy? Was it the way they were getting treated? Superiors?
There is quite the tale to tell, but not the villain story that we're going to be telling today.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, best of luck in all your endeavors in finding a new job.
Right.
Thank you, friends.
Anything new with you, Chris?
Other than I started training, and I may sound a little off because, well, I decided to get healthy, so now I have a cold.
Yep, that's... I know, the weather in Ohio has been trash, so I ran one time this week, but we'll get there. We'll get there, everybody. Disney news. Anything happened in there?
Woof. A lot has happened in the last couple of days.
All right, Chris, go off.
Okay, so just quick highlights. I'm not going to get deep into the stories. Number one, there was an investor call recently for Disney, and two big things came out of that. The first one is that Bob Iger basically said that they will not be building any new parks anytime soon. So we can cross that off our bingo card.
Yeah.
Dang.
I saw that face, Molly. I just forgot what the other big piece of investor news was. But the other big one was a walk-in cooler behind Paris in Epcot caught on fire yesterday, and they had to evacuate Remy and basically all of, like, Paris and the International Gate for Epcot.
Yes, I did see that.
So that was a big one. I was like, whoa.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I can... I can't remember what the other one was. If I remember, I'll chime in.
All right, if you do remember, please let us know. But that means it is... Wow, that was a really quick get to know us, let's go over Disney, and now we're into the episode.
Right.
All right.
Zooming.
Well, Molly gave a hint at it. Not quite the villain story. So that is what we're doing today, is we are going to rank our best and worst villains, the top five best villains in our opinions, and the top three worst villains in our opinions. How would we like to do this? Should we do the worst first and then end on a good note with the best?
Yes, I think we should do the worst first and save the best for the rest.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Who would like to go first? Their number three worst villain.
I would. I brought my hater shoes on.
Let's do it.
Okay, so my number three, and clarification, we're going like third and then second and then first, and then for the best, we're going fifth up to the first, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. That's how I wrote mine.
One other quick clarification.
Yes.
All Disney properties or just Disney?
Well, Chris, you already made your list, so whatever you have is what you're going to go off of.
Just making sure, because I have like three different lists just in case.
Chris, why do you wait until we hit record to clarify these when you've had an entire week?
Honestly, because I did this last night.
Okay, I did mine this morning.
If it makes you feel better, I did mine 30 minutes ago.
Perfect. We are
there we go.
Also prepared. So who knows how in-depth we're getting. But Molly, please tell us your third worst villain.
Yes, and for clarification, all of my villains are Disney.
Okay.
So, if that helps, Chris, with your assorted lists.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Well, my number three worst villain is Lady Tremaine from Cinderella. Because, come on, Cinderella, she's just an old lady. Like,
She's
that's
just an old lady.
she's just an old lady. She doesn't even have any like magical powers or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is all it takes is one trip down that huge staircase they have in their mansion, and then the movie's over in no time. And for the record, I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying it's totally possible with a big old cat like Lucifer in the house. It could just happen. And then the movie's like 30 minutes, tops.
Chris, you got anything to say on top of that? Or do you want to jump to yours?
Well, my on top of that is that Lady Tremaine was also on my list, although she was number two worst. So that takes care of that. But for my number three worst, I've got Aunt Sarah and Cy and Am from Lady and the Tramp.
Okay. Go
Good
ahead,
answer. Good
tell us
answer.
why.
Multiple reasons. Cy, Am, the cats, like we're just gonna, my big thing with this is kind of like how I feel about Sleeping Beauty and Aurora only talking for like 5 minutes. It's the same thing with Aunt Sarah in Lady and the Tramp. She's on screen for like 6, 7 minutes, and then you never really see her again. And it's just kind of like, okay, what a villain. And then the cats are blatantly racist.
Fair enough. All right. I have not seen Lady and the Tramp in a very long time, so I have nothing to add. But I will go into my number three worst Disney villain. And I'm going to tell you, this is a hot take. I'm going to get some hate for this. It is the Shadow Man from Princess and the Frog. Hear me out.
Really?
Really? Hear me out. I cannot stand him. He creeps me out. I don't like his song. I understand it's about the culture and everything of like New Orleans. That's fine. I just think they could have made it a smaller part. Like, you can't tell me he is a critical part of that movie. You could take him out of that movie and you could still have a Princess and the Frog movie. Am I wrong?
Fair enough.
Okay. So you can take him out, you can make it a smaller part, make him a little less creepy. And then just move on with your life. It's fine. He doesn't do anything for the movie. And so that's why he's my number three.
Good answer. Good
Guys,
answer.
we are like not
Don't know. This is
interacting
gonna be
at
like a
all.
10-minute episode.
This is. We have nothing to say about any of
What
this.
is up with us today?
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's get into number two. Let's see if maybe we can light a fire into someone else's butt here.
Okay, well, Chris, tell us about your number two. Tell us why you think Lady Tremaine sucks.
My list, I'll tell you my two big lists, and I'm not going with this one, but the first one I made was Disney villains based off of banger songs. 'Cause like there is that group of villains that just their songs are just fantastic.
Yes.
So obviously Lady Tremaine does not fall into that category anyways. But otherwise, kind of like you said, old woman, evil stepmother, I mean, I get it. It's a common trope for a reason, but at the same time, she's just not that fun of a villain.
Someone should call CPS on her, and then the movie's that would really make the movie fun.
That's true. Although I do think that well, how old is Cinderella in the movie?
Isn't she like
Wait, hold on.
14?
Hold on. Well, I
Nah,
know.
not how old is Cinderella, but how old is the movie?
Oh, old.
No. How old is Cinderella in the movie?
Oh, my bad.
I'm looking right now for you.
I gotta know. Can you call CPS on her?
She's 19, so I guess you cannot call
Damn.
CPS on her. Dang!
Wait, but in that case, she could just leave. She's a grown adult.
Literally.
Why is she listening to her stepmother? She could just leave.
Walt
Okay,
Disney, we have
but
questions.
think about the time frame that we're talking about, though. Like those the
I
three other
raised his
women in
hands.
the three other women in that house would be in trouble if one of them weren't a lady. Like,
True.
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I
Molly
think
and I
it's
are gonna
dumb.
rewrite it.
We're gonna
Okay.
rewrite it, and Cinderella's just gonna be like, actually, I'm gonna go get my own house.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
gonna move out.
speaking of rewriting things, Molly, I think you need to add Ryan's name to the mouse ears.
Oh, no, we did the math. The math was correct. You still won.
The math was to.
Yeah. Because the points were, there were points deducted.
Y'all are
Yeah, since
killing
you
me.
didn't respond
Okay.
to the text.
I apparently didn't see that one.
Yeah. Math is math. It's fine.
So the math did math then.
Math did
Okay.
math for once.
My bad.
Chris, take the win.
Okay,
The
Molly,
one
tell
time
us.
you win, you're like, I don't want this.
Okay, Molly, tell us your number two
All right,
worst villain.
my number two worst villain. Now, quick question. Have any of y'all seen Wish?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I haven't. My number two pick for worst villain is King Magnifico.
Wait, you haven't
What?
seen it, and you're making him your number two worst
Yes,
villain. I mean, you're
yes.
not wrong, but
Yes. And my reasoning is because just based on everything I've seen is he gives off like whiny landlord vibes, and we hate that. So
he's got
I thought
short man
he,
syndrome.
yeah, so I thought he deserved a spot on my list. And you can tell he deserves it because I didn't even see his movie.
Okay, I'm not
Wow.
gonna disagree with you. Like, he does suck, but I don't know that he's not one that I like look at and I'm just like, ooh, I can't stand this guy. You know?
That's my number one pick, is one guy when you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. You're like, we'd be so much better off without you. But you're such an important part of the story.
Get out of here, man.
Okay, my number two. We went Pixar. It is Lotso Huggin' Bear.
Interesting.
You know, Lotso made it on one of my lists.
He is the actual worst. Like, he is so two-faced. He tries to be your best friend, then you find out he's actually this evil guy, which, okay, that's like a very classic type thing for Disney movies. But the only good thing about that guy is that he smells like strawberries. And let's look at his clan, right? Like, he's got that creepy baby. I'm out. I'm good.
I agree with you. I think, and also here's my thing is, and it might be a little bit harder with Toy Story just because they're all toys, and obviously like the
Correct.
villain has to be a toy, but I think it's hilarious that what they picked for a villain was a stuffed teddy bear that smells like strawberries. That's
Yes.
what you guys picked as the big bad guy?
Right. When you have
After
a
having
creepy clown?
Zurg, evil Emperor
Okay,
Zurg, and you
Zurg is
went
a
to
great
Lotso
villain,
Huggin' Bear.
though.
That's what I'm saying is you went from Zurg, who's like peak, like that is exactly what you think of when you think, okay, it's a movie about toys, we need a bad guy, evil Emperor Zurg, that's perfect. And you go from that to
And then, like, Stinky Pete, that was also a good villain. Like,
that's what I
that
was
was
gonna say, because then
quality.
we go from, like, Zurg to Stinky Pete to Lotso.
Yeah.
And
But like
also, I love the
off.
fact that the only positive thing you could find is that he smells like strawberries.
Correct. But like
Correct.
Stinky Pete also s like he's terrible too, don't get me wrong,
Yeah,
but like there was at
another
least
crappy
that
villain.
twist of like, oh, he can get out of his box. Plus the end credits where he's talking to the Barbies really is hilarious, so that's why he's not on the worst of the worst. Okay,
Excellent.
are we
All right.
on number one
Number one,
worst? You're on
worst.
number one, and I think Riot, you're go to start. So
Oh, you want me to
take us
go?
away. Go
Well,
for
I
it.
didn't stray too far from Pixar or Toy Story for that matter. And the number one worst villain is Gabby Gabby.
Good
So,
answer. Good
I have
answer.
finally watched that movie,
About
so I
time.
actually know what you're talking about.
Is she not like the worst? Like, I just like, okay, she wants to kill Woody so that she can have his voice box. Like, okay, number one, you're selfish. Number two, like, you're creepy, you're ugly, nobody wants you. That's why you're in this antique store that nobody's willing to buy you. So you're also just like a jaded little mess. Like,
Tell
no,
us how you
get
really feel, Ryan.
lost. Get lost.
Wow. I thought I
She
brought
also
my.
ruined, she single-handedly ruined the entire franchise, okay?
Wow.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
I
she
think
didn't, but she really, really ruined four for me, okay?
she really ruins four. I was gonna say, I think ruining the franchise was making a four.
Everybody blames Bo Peep for ruining four. No, it's Gabby Gabby, okay?
Bo Peep was like the best part of four.
Right?
Also, Rye, I love how I brought my hater shoes, but you've been chugging the haterade, and I
I
love
have
that.
literally been
Right.
chugging Haterade.
Awesome. Well, Chris, you want to rock, paper, scissors for three, or I could just go?
Yeah, go ahead and go.
Okay, great.
Because
My.
mine's gonna be controversial.
Oh, okay. I think mine is going to be. not controversial. I think we're all going to say yes and probably move on. My number three pick is Prince John from Robin Hood for many
Okay.
reasons. Number one, he's part of the monarchy. Gross. Number two, taxes. Also gross. Number three, he's a wimp. We hate that. It's like the trifecta of I hate this guy. Like he just sucks. I loved watching Robin Hood as a kid. I had it on VHS and I think I wore it down to the point that like it would skip over some scenes. And now it like I'm when I'm watching the movie, he annoys me to the point where like the ending isn't satisfying enough and I'm like, "No, he needs more. Like you need to do more to this guy."
Okay,
Okay.
fair.
Love Robin Hood. I can see your point. Fun fact, I did that with Pocahontas to the point where the tape broke.
Also a great movie.
Right.
I will say, oh shoot, I can't remember if I think he's the governor or whatever his name is.
Yep.
He is on my honorable mention list for my bottom.
It's
He was like
funny,
four or five.
we could
I
go
hadn't
over.
even thought about Governor Ratcliffe until now, and I'm like, damn, I should have added him to my list.
Because he
We'll
also
go over
sucks.
honorable mentions for the worst right after Chris goes, because I have one too that I really wanted to put on that I didn't.
Okay. So my controversial pick, and this is how you know that I didn't choose the best villain banger song, because otherwise he'd be in the top five, is Scar from The Lion King.
Wait, he's the worst of the worst for you?
He is the worst of the worst for me. I know.
Chris, get out of the studio. You're gonna have to leave. We're gonna
Here's the
have some
thing.
interesting choice words when we get to the best top list.
Correct. No, and I get it. Like I said, like
Well,
I
Molly and
had a
I will
hard time
save our
with this.
feelings for when we get to the best
That's
because.
fine. It really comes down to, I don't know, I just recently watched Lion King and the whole killing Mufasa scene, just like it did me in so many different ways, emotionally, anger, like I was just like, you know what? I really hate Scar right now.
I mean,
And
yeah,
I
he does
don't,
scar you for a life, but
he really does. And I don't know that, you know, be prepared was enough to save him this time.
Chris, we listen and we don't judge. And with
Except I can
that,
see.
agree.
That's fine.
Great minds can often disagree. And with that, we're gonna ignore that. Ryan, what were your honorable mentions?
So, my honorable mention, I only really had one, and that was Pete. Like just from like the Goofy movie Pete.
Really?
I just everything that he is in, he drives me insane. He's just a jerk.
Well, and I think that's kind of why I'm like, really, is because that is, I mean, it's just kind of, he's meant to be the foil. He's meant to be the mean neighbor,
I know, but
the
like
crappy salesman, the whatever role he's playing, like,
I don't know. I just Nothing ever good can happen to him. Like, he just seems like everything. Like, someone would be like, here's a new Ferrari. And he'd be like, I don't want a Ferrari. I want a Porsche.
I mean, fair.
That is very on brand. And I will say, and this is for any gamers listening, he is kind of hilarious in Kingdom Hearts. he's very much like the bumbling goon of, like, all the villains, which is very funny to see. It's great to watch Maleficent boss him around all the time. So,
Well, I'm just glad he's not in Drainlight Valley because I would literally not unlock his character.
you'd be like, no, you're gonna
I'd be
stay
like, you're
in.
staying out of my valley. That's
You're
funny.
not invited.
That's fair. Okay. I can see it, but my only other honorable mention, and here's the thing, I haven't watched this movie in forever, so I really can't even remember her as a character, but is the Queen of Hearts.
Oh yeah, she sucks.
She's just, again, monarchy number one. Like,
We hate the monarchy.
but honestly, though, I don't know. Just her whole tantrums and off with his head, and I'm like, yeah,
It's like, girl, chill.
exactly. You could do better.
Molly, honorable mentions for you.
My honorable mention was Governor Ratcliffe from Pocahontas. Because we also don't like colonization.
Fair enough. Yes.
we also don't like that. And also, by the way, that the song he sings, Savages. Whoa, dude. Chill out.
Calm
It's their
down.
home.
Fair
Forgot
enough.
about that song.
Do we want to do honorable mentions for our tops real quick so then that way we can end on the high note? Or do we want to save those
I
for
don't think I
later?
really had any best honorable mentions.
I have one, and it is very quick, I will say. Chris, did you
Okay.
have any top honorable mentions?
Not right now. That doesn't mean
Okay.
that we aren't going to
I
talk
may
about somebody that I'm
have.
going to be
Hang
like,
on.
whoops, how did I
I think,
forget about
oh,
them?
the one that I was going to put on there was Hopper, actually, that I did not put on here.
Ah.
Wait, right. Hopper is also my honorable mention.
Is it
Yes, but I have a feeling that our reasons for him being an honorable mention are very different.
I mean, mine was just because he's kind of funny and like I love his sidekicks. I think his sidekicks
That's so
are
funny. That's very, it's spiritually in turn with my reasoning. All I wrote down in my notes was, "Hear me out. He's kind of hot, though."
Monorail Molly, everybody. She'll be here for the next 30 minutes or so.
Hey, we listen and we don't
No
judge.
judgment.
You want more of her? There's 44 more episodes to listen to.
And
She's in the majority of them.
the Boats and Blondes podcast.
Oh, yeah, our spinoff.
Okay, so I did not bring this up yet, but I'm gonna bring it up really quick. I did tell you guys before we started recording. I learned something because of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like the Disney Princess franchise, Disney has created the Disney Villains franchise. And I think my favorite part about this is they're referred to as the 13 Reflections of Evil. And so the main 13, the Evil Queen, Chernabog, Queen of Hearts, which ew, Captain Hook, Maleficent, Cruella de Vil, Ursula, Gaston, Jafar, Oogie Boogie, Scar, Hades, and Dr. Facilier.
Okay.
So, those are your big bad 13.
Those are probably the ones that will be most likely in Villain Land then, as well
Exactly.
as the villain show coming to Hollywood Studios.
Exactly. But they also list all the minor villains in this article, and one of which I disagree with, but I'm going to give him honorable mention because he is so awesome. Bruce.
Yeah.
Mike, I don't know
Fair.
that I would really classify Bruce as a villain, but if we are,
Really?
like, eh,
I
I mean, I
would.
get it, but.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, he's trying his best. He's in rehab.
Correct.
Right.
He's in remission.
Last I heard, he hasn't eaten any fish within the past few years. So
Correct, yeah.
let's hope he's doing well.
Chris, also, when you mentioned the Boats and Blondes podcast, I have to tell you, my mom called me this morning. She's like, I finished listening to that episode, and do Molly and Claire know each other? And I was like, actually, no, that was the first time they've spoken. She's like, I thought so, but they just clicked so well. That was just so entertaining. They just shut you two up.
Which for your mother is probably a nice change,
And
because
also,
Lord
Mom,
knows we talk a lot.
that is not what you sound like. That was a terrible impression. I'm sorry. But anyway, moving on, let's get into the best. Chris, why don't you start us off with your number five?
My number five best villain is Gaston.
Good answer.
Okay.
Elaborate.
Ryan's not impressed.
He's one that I just don't like. I just, I could deal without him. But again,
Okay,
this is
fair
like,
enough.
he's Bella's your favorite princess, so like, whatever.
Right, and I think that's kind of part of it is
Yeah, my favorite princess's villain is on the worst of the worst list, so.
Well, because you know she deserves better.
Correct.
I
Give her
mean,
Mama Odie and give her Naveen. We do not need Dr. Facilier, okay? He does not need to be in the movie. I do not want a background story on him.
just change the whole story so that way it's like they just get sick and turn into frogs. There's no like voodoo man
Correct.
shenanigans.
Oh, you can still have voodoo. You just don't have, you know, hoodoo. The voodoo is not Shadow Man.
Correct. Like Mama Odie could have just played a prank on them the whole time, okay?
Right.
It's an epic prank. Well, no,
It's
she's
just.
blind. She was
No.
aiming the wrong way.
No. I'm rewriting this. Mama Odie was trying to set them up, and it was the only way she could think of.
Correct.
That's
Exactly.
true.
See,
Well, 'cause
we
they
do
both needed to
not.
learn a
We don't.
lesson.
We don't need Voodoo Man. We don't
She
need the
did it
Dark
on
Magic
purpose
Man.
because they both needed to learn a lesson because Naveen needed to learn how to be humble and Tiana needed to learn how to slow down.
Correct. See?
There you go.
See?
Don't
Better movie. Bath Alicia. Bath Facilier.
But with that said, besides the fact that I just enjoy Gaston's song and that Belle is my favorite princess, I don't know. He's just one of those that he starts out and you're like, he's such a bumbling idiot. Like, how, like, why? But then he actually gets kind of dark and you're like, oh, okay. Like, you actually are kind of villainous here.
I think that also Gaston falls under the umbrella of, and it's a very small umbrella of villains where, like, if you see things from their perspective, you're like, you're kind of right. Because obviously, from Gaston's perspective, outside of being a creep to women, that's not okay. But, he's like, okay, Belle, your father is going mad. You need a male to support you. And now you are being kidnapped by a beast. Like, yeah, that makes sense that he would like gather together a giant mob, but obviously in the course of the movie you're like, oh, he's just a bad guy because like he wants to fight love, and it's like, nah, he's trying to save a woman, he's just bad at it.
Okay. Fair enough argument. All right. Molly.
So my number five is also a hear me out. It's Evelyn Devore from Incredibles 2. I love her because, for one, I thought it was a crazy, crazy twist reveal at the end when you find out that she's the one behind the screen slaver. I thought that was insane. It's such a suspenseful and interesting story, especially with it being that she's like against her own brother, but also trying to help him at the same time. Great character design also, and we love smart women.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I
All I heard
praise.
was I need to go rewatch Incredibles 2 because
I know,
I
I
don't
had to
remember
Google her and then I was like, oh yeah. Which
Yeah.
also, I don't know if he's on anyone's top five, but what was the guy's name? The first villain?
Syndrome.
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 He would make my best. He's on my honorable mentions because I forgot to put him on. So
He's
just
also
saying.
very good. Very good
Yeah.
story.
Yes. Okay. My number five, Chris, is Scar.
Fair
So,
enough.
yes, best villain song of all time. You cannot convince me otherwise. Number two, the hyenas, right? Like, his henchmen are hilarious. Number three, I do need to watch Mufasa to get the backstory of Scar, but really, I think he's just jaded too because he was the rightful heir and apparently Mufasa was adopted or something. I don't know. I need to watch the movie, but this is what I've heard. Justice for Scar. Even though he
Justice for
killed his
Scar.
brother.
Okay.
Chris is like, meh.
I
Not
don't
changing my
again.
mind, but
Well, no, like I think that honestly, I got some like I don't know. There were some emotional reasons behind Scar. Otherwise, he probably would have like if I hadn't just watched it in the last 2 weeks, probably would have been higher up on my list.
okay, fair.
He was number two for best villain song, though.
There you go. Okay, let's get into number four.
Molly.
I'll scoop this. Speaking of favorite Disney princesses, I will admit my answer for number four is most likely biased because Mulan is and always will be my favorite Disney movie. Shan Yu, because first of all, I'll take Disney villains that could actually kill you for 100, because he will kill you.
He will.
He's an actual warlord and a terrifying guy. He literally survived a whole avalanche and popped out like nothing happened. He scares the heck out of me. I love him. I think he's a great villain. And also, points for respecting women, because when he saw Mulan later and she pulled up her hair, then he was like, oh, it's a soldier from the mountains. I'm gonna kill you now, instead of being like, a woman, which is rare in this movie. So I love that.
Okay, fair.
Very fair. Very fair. Good points.
Chris, number four.
Number four. This one's kind of a deep cut. Chernabog.
Okay. Good
Yeah.
Molly's always a good answer. Ryan's like, tell me more. Yeah, and my more for you, Ryan, is a couple of things. I absolutely
answer.
love Fantasia, so, and, I don't know. He's always screamed, like, even though he very minor role in All Things Considered, is always screamed like big bad villain, like, Prince of Evil type thing going on there. So just my love of Fantasia alone and my love of Fantasmic, because of course he makes an appearance there as well very quickly. And so yeah, that's why he's number four and not higher. But yes, Molly.
Also, I might be wrong, but he might be the only Disney villain featured at a Disney mini golf course.
Oh.
You might be right.
Chris is gonna Google.
I am gonna Google. I'm
Well,
curious
I
now.
tell you my number four. Now, my number four would not be my number four if it wasn't for a backstory movie, and that movie is Cruella. So,
Good
yes, Cruella
answer.
de Vil is my number four because I do love her backstory. I love to learn how she wanted to be a fashion designer. All she really wants is her recognition. Do I think that she should kill puppies? Absolutely not. But I do think that movie is amazing. I think they did Cruella some justice. Cruella number four. That's all I gotta say.
Good answer. I love it. Love to hear it. Chris, I think you are Mr. Number Three for us today.
Am I number three? I
I think
guess.
so. But
Okay.
I don't know. I think we're just winging it at this point.
Yeah, just
I think we
whatever
are.
order.
Whatever. Sounds good. And my brother and I had this conversation. We were walking earlier. We had this conversation. And he actually would have put her in the top three worst. But I have her as my number three, and that is Ursula.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, one, banger song.
Yes, she does have a good, yeah.
Right. But two, I don't. There's something about her where it's not dark and evil and scary. It's. Yeah, she's not somebody you're gonna trust,
It's
but at the same time,
mischievous.
yeah.
She's a businesswoman. Yeah.
Exactly. See? Female empowerment. There we go.
We love women on this podcast.
Why do I feel like I'm gonna get a call from your mother, Ryan?
Doesn't have your number,
Like,
Chris.
I know, but I just, like, after this podcast, I feel like.
Why would she call you?
I don't know. I just feel like this is gonna be that episode that she's like, "What is wrong with the three of you?"
Why wouldn't she call me? She'd be like, "Hey, are you okay?"
Chris, I think there's many more episodes beyond this one that she has probably been like, "Okay, they're a little cray cray."
Yeah, what was literally
Fair
any of the
enough.
game any of the game days I host for one.
Any of the
Any
episodes we
episode, our
record on a
Who's Line
Monday.
episode, our Who's Line episode? Yeah.
Ooh, I forgot about Who's Line episode. Okay, fair enough.
We should do another one of those. That was really fun.
Well, game day's in like 2 weeks, but it is Chris's turn.
Ooh.
Unless you want to let Molly have game day again.
We'll see.
Okay. I have a game day plan too, so
I've got some ideas, so.
we can just do back-to-back game days. We don't have to come up with any of this content crap. No, I'm just kidding. Game days are what the listeners want anyway. All
Right.
right, listeners, you don't want any content. You just want us to yap and yap and yap.
In game and game and game.
It's like a podcaster heel turn where all of a sudden we're like, you never even wanted to listen to us in the first place.
You just got a random follow on Instagram and you said, what's this? I guess I'll listen to one episode. And then now here you are, you're trapped.
We will be the villains the whole time. Speaking of villains,
Speaking of best
Rye.
villain, one, two, and three are Molly, Ryan, and Chris. Okay, episode's over. See you guys next week.
Boom, done. Good
Good
night.
episode, everyone. Righty, Rye, what's your number three best villain in the world?
Okay, are we okay? I thought it was Chris's turn, but okay, anyway,
No,
three.
Chris just talked about Ursula.
Well, Chris
Oh,
went.
okay, you're right, you're right. You did talk about Ursula. Okay, I forgot. We got really
You're good.
sidetracked.
No, not
Good job,
us.
guys. Good job, guys. Okay, number three. Chris doesn't think he's a villain. It's Bruce.
Okay.
I love Bruce. I think he's hilarious.
Right.
He is in rehab. He is trying to better himself. He thinks fish are friends, not food. Again, he has great little companions, and We always love a chase. And he just, he gets a little sniff of blood and he's like, oh, I need it. But you know what? He doesn't get
Oh, that stinks so
it. So yeah, it's Bruce. Molly, number three.
My number three is a fun one. And when I say this, I don't think you guys are going to be surprised that this is coming from me, but you might be surprised that it's on a top villain list. And that is King Candy slash Turbo
Oh, that is a
from
good
Wreck-It
answer.
Ralph. Yes, because multiple reasons. Number one, incredible story.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. Crazy twist. I think about the Turbo reveal at least once a week, and that is not me hyperbolizing at all. At least once a week, I'm like, God, that was insane. Like the one, I
The
think
turbo reveal is Molly's Roman Empire.
it really is because every once in a while, I'll just be like living about my day, and I'll be like, and I'll just like see it, like picture flashes of it in my head of like him switching from like King Candy to Turbo while they're doing the race, and I'm like, God, that was insane.
How did we miss it?
How did we miss it? Yeah, no, but I think also it gives a great lesson to not judge a book by its cover and to not take people, things and people at face value, which obviously is like the whole point of Wreck-It Ralph, which is, as an aside, one of my favorite movies just in general, but specifically King Candy and Turbo really make the movie that much better.
And as our resident Vanellope von Schveet, he also stole your game. So,
Yeah, and I took that back.
love that. Okay, are we on to number two?
We're on to number two.
Okie dokie. I'll hit this one up. Number two. Hades.
Okay, good answer.
Good answer, good
You
answer.
can't convince me of any villain that has better one-liners than Hades. And then, not only that, it's just about the family drama, and let's be real, that is so like real world. Who does not have family drama? I mean, maybe not to that extent, but like relatable, okay? Relatable. And then he has great sidekicks as well. So, number two, Hades.
I love that. I'm gonna go ahead and do my number two real quick, because we're finally closing the loop on this Scar business
Nonsense.
nonsense. Because Scar is my number two, because first of all, one of the best villain songs to this day. We've said it before, we've said it again, but Be Prepared is a masterpiece. Killer voice acting throughout the entire movie, and you know that a performance is powerful when the voice actor wears his voice out while recording the song and needs to pull an assist from the GOAT Jim Cummings to finish the rest
Truth.
of it. And he's just a perfect malicious villain, so I think he's great. Chris, I love you, but you're wrong.
I love how Scar, though, like, if you think about this, we had him almost at the top, right in the middle, and then at the very bottom.
Listen, he's rising up in the world.
Yeah. Be prepared. He's
Be
coming for you.
prepared. Be prepared for the coup of the century. Be prepared for the murkiest skies.
Chris, what is
What?
number two for you?
So number two for me, you know her. We love her. I personally feel that she should replace the Queen of Hearts for part of the 13 Reflections of Evil. It is Yzma.
Good
Good
answer.
answer. I got a good answer from Ryan finally.
Wait, do Molly and I have the same number one?
No,
Oh,
no,
okay.
no, 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 no. My number one has already been said at least once this episode.
Oh, okay. Continue, Chris.
Yes, so Yzma. Again, with the wittiness, with the llama, he's supposed to be dead. Like, I love Yzma. I love Kronk. We all know how much Ryan and I love that movie. And I'm telling you right now, if there's not a Yzma attraction in Villain's Land, I'm going to be very disappointed in Disney.
Yeah,
Fair
you should
enough.
be. It's time for us to have the pull the lever Kronk ride.
Correct.
Please.
Absolutely.
And that rounds us into round one, the best Disney villain. Mine is Yzma.
Who would have thunk it? What a
Which is
surprise!
good answer.
Chris,
Good
that is why
answer.
Chris got a good answer from me. So yes, everything Chris just said. We need this ride. We need pull the lever, Kronk! Wrong lever! We need that in our lives. I don't care
It's
what
true.
you have to retheme it if you're not gonna build it in Villains Land, okay? She has the second best one-liners right behind Hades. She is not actually evil. She's just trying to get the throne. Can't convince me she's literally evil. She's not. She's just an old hag that wants the throne, okay?
And also, I think she falls under that same umbrella that Gaston does of if you view things from her point of view, she's kind of right. Because between her and Cusco, who has more experience and is more likely to be successful on the throne?
Correct. And also,
Fair.
give me an Yzma movie, okay? Give me her background. I want to know it.
I want to know about more
She
about her.
also, let me tell you, they also gypped Yzma. She was supposed to have a much larger part in that movie, and they cut it. So, give me my Yzma movie. Give me my Yzma ride. Also, just to go back a little bit here, her arm candy, okay? Everybody, every good villain needs a little arm candy, okay? So, Yzma, number one.
Can I make a petition to the universe real quick? I think the Yzma origin movie, if it's live action, I think it should be Zendaya.
Zendaya?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I can see
Yes.
that. And Tom Holland could actually be Kronk.
Wait, oh my God,
That's
yes.
Ryan finishing each other's sandwiches, because I literally.
Let's email Disney right now.
Right now. Mr.
Right
Iger, I
now.
have the best idea.
Bob@WaltDisneyWorld.com.
You're not.
Mr. Bob at Disney.
Bob, you're not giving us new parts. You could at least give us a live action Yzma movie with Zendaya
Just
and
at
Tom
least.
Holland. Oh, sorry. Not to go sidetrack here, but this is Disney news too. They canceled the Tiana series for Disney Plus, which is supposed to
What?
give us the background story of Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Disney, 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 Disney,
So
Disney.
they haven't announced what their plan is, like if it's just scrapped completely, or is this going to be like a Moana 2 thing? Because Moana 2 was supposed to be a miniseries and they made it into a movie. So I'm wondering if that's what they're going to do and give Tiana a spin-off, a second movie.
That would be cool.
But either way, sorry. Continuing on, we're in number one.
Actually, before we continue on,
Yes.
because that reminds me of that piece of news that I forgot, which was Bob Iger teased, now we don't know for sure if it's going to happen or not, but teased the idea of a Figment TV show.
Oh, I did see that. I'd be down.
Well, considering that they've been known to announce and then cancel shows, I'll
Right.
wait to celebrate.
I'll wait to get excited.
All I know is at D23, they said none of this is blue sky. This is all happening. And if something doesn't happen from D23, we're going to have pitchforks
We're gonna have the
and.
mob scene from Beauty and the Beast.
We're going to call up our boy Gaston. I know a
Yep.
guy.
He's on speed dial, okay? I know where his tavern is. I know where he
I
hangs
can
out.
not the better of the Gaston songs, but I can sing the villager mob song too. Like,
Yes.
don't even try me.
Kill the beast! All right,
Kill the
moving on.
beast.
Moving on. Let's get back on track.
Let's steer this back around. Chris, who is your number one?
So, he's already been said. In fact, he was somebody else's number two, Hades.
So we just switched our one and
We
twos.
literally just switched our one and twos. Imagine that, right? Again, best one-liners. I love Hercules. It's one of my favorite movies. And Hades, well, I dressed up as him for Halloween one year. Also dressed up as Hercules one year. So,
I will say that is one movie
but
I didn't watch as a kid too much, but now that I'm an adult, I really do enjoy it. I think it's hilarious.
yes. In fact, like, I don't know. It's so funny. He is just such a great character. Greek mythology is one of my favorite things to teach, so it all just kind of blends together. And yes, Ryan and I switched swapped our one and twos.
Love it. Molly, what is your number one?
This is going to seem very familiar and a little bit like deja vu because my number one is Hades from Hercules.
It.
because bada bing, bada boom, you know it's your boy. He is a 10 out of 10 villain. First of all, he's literally the god of the underworld. I don't think you can get much more villainous than that. How much more evil can you get? Plus, he's got excellent goons in Pain and Panic,
I
as
was
Brian
just
already
about to
mentioned.
say,
You can't, those are top
love Pain and
tier
Panic.
goons, to the point where me and my siblings quote Pain and Panic to each other all the time, especially when we were kids. Like whenever we would do something that we should not have been doing, the first thing out of our mouths would be like, "Oh, we're gonna get in so much trouble if mom finds out." And it's like, "Oh, if he's good." And oh, and he's got that classic villain top charm that he lays on thick with the fates, which I love. The absolute drama of waiting for the planets to align ever so nicely, and then also having this side plot of like, I also need to kill my nephew real quick. Incredible. I love him. Plus, he is great in Kingdom Hearts. I think he's one of the more fun parts of the game,
Love that.
in my opinion.
Perfect. All right. Well, we started off a little rough because none of us agreed on any of our worst, but once we got to the
Right.
best, everybody, we went off the rails. We switched monorail beams, all right? We went to Epcot. We did it. Let's do a little recap. Let's go with our worst and then our best, and then we can do a little sign off unless there's anything else.
All right.
Sounds good.
Perfect. I will start off. My number three worst villain is the Shadow Man from Princess and the Frog. Number two, Lotso Huggin' Bear from Toy Story 3, leaving Gabby Gabby from Toy Story number 4 as my worst villain ever. Then we get
Amen.
into the best villains. Number 5, Scar from The Lion King. Number 4, Cruella from Cruella or Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. Number 3, Bruce from Finding Nemo. Number 2, Hades from Hercules. And number 1, Yzma from The Emperor's New Groove. Molly.
Very, very nice. I love your
Love it.
answers.
Thank you.
To recap, my bottom three worst villains. Number three was Lady Tremaine from Cinderella. Number two was King Magnifico from Wish. Number one was Prince John from Robin Hood. And for my top five best villains, we had number five was Evelyn Devore from Incredibles 2. Number four was Shan Yu from Mulan. Number three was King Candy slash Turbo from Wreck-It Ralph. Number two was Scar from A Lion King, or The Lion King, my apologies. And number one was Hades from Hercules.
Fantastic. Great answers. And for me, my number three worst, Aunt Sarah and Cy and Am from Lady and the Tramp, Lady Tremaine from Cinderella, and my most controversial thing I've ever said on this podcast, Scar from The Lion King. Yes. Hey, we listen, we don't judge. All right, my top five best. Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Chernabog from Fantasia, and more importantly, Fantasmic. Number three, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. Number two, Yzma from Emperor's New Groove. And number one, Hades from Hercules.
Snap, snaps all around. Great
Good
lists,
answers, everyone.
everyone. How did our lists stack up compared to your list? Who are your least favorite villains? Who are your favorite villains? Let us know in the comments. You can leave us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. That's how other people find us. You can also leave comments on Spotify and rate us on Spotify. I don't know about any of the other apps where you listen to us, but I know those two for sure. Go ahead and DM us on Instagram at DCP Not a Mouse Pod, or you can always email us with ideas and your thoughts at dcpanonymouse@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast. See you real
Bing
soon.
bong, bing bong.
Beep boop, beep boop.